Good morning. A Monday morning. That means Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, joins us. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
What's this headline? Aim for left turn in state Senate. I see a national effort here. What's going on?
Well, national progressives, liberal part of the Democratic Party, are looking to flip the state Senate to Democrat. The efforts, the elections aren't until next year, but already Mike Gianaris, the Senate deputy leader, has met with a former U.S. Attorney Eric Holder, who is running, heading up the National Democratic Redistricting Committee, about the importance of flipping New York. Also, Keith Ellison, the newly named deputy chairman of the National Democratic Committee, is going to headline a June 9th fundraiser for the Senate Dems. It's all part of a national effort to try and get state houses Democratic in time for the 2021-2022 redistricting effort.
One of the arguments that we've heard is that the governor, if he wanted to, could pull the IDC, the Independent Democratic Caucus, and those Democrats that have gone over back over the line and have a majority. Could he?
Yeah, so far, at least the national Dems, while some have said it, that's not the focus right now, but there is a feeling that the governor, if he really is harboring 2020 presidential ambitions, might have to work harder for the Democrats next year, for the Senate Democrats, because if he doesn't and it's still a Republican Senate, even though there's a numerical majority for the Democrats, then I think it's going to be an issue that hangs over his head in a potential Democratic primary should he run for president.
Victims are fuming at the governor that's over stalling on a law to help let them sue sex abusers. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's called the Child Victims Act, and the governor in January said it was going to be a priority this year to get it passed. It's languished in the legislature really for over a decade. The governor included it in his lengthy policy book of priorities earlier this year, but really hasn't done anything. It wasn't part of the budget. He didn't bring it up during his State of the State speeches, and when he was asked about his post-budget agenda, basically said he had none and never referenced this. So some advocates are saying, hey, we need him. This is not going to get passed unless he makes it a priority.
We see that, of course, the SUNY Chancellor Nancy Zimfer stepping down in June. It looks like Christina Johnson, an engineer, will be appointed this afternoon as its new chancellor. And, of course, she comes in when public colleges dealing with the governor's college free tuition plan.
Yeah, and that's not going to be an easy thing. I mean, if enrollments go up, or at least applications, because people want to take advantage of this program, then they're going to have to deal with it. There's going to be tuition hikes for some students. There's going to be potentially free tuition for other students. The need for more faculty, the need for more programs, especially the big issue, which really hasn't gone under the radar, is going to be that one of the requirements for free tuition is you graduate in 4 years and you take a full-time course load during all 4 years. That's going to be difficult. SUNY has had cutbacks in recent over the last decade or more, so they're going to have to deal with that as well. So she comes in, there's going to be a lot on her plate.
Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. Find out more at nydailynews.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Ken, and as always, we thank you for joining us.
Anytime. Be well.